Late in life, C.S. Lewis wrote a book called Surprised by Joy, in which he chronicles his journey from atheism to theism to Christianity and reveals how he learned to enjoy the unexpected ways that God surprises people with his presence and power. Those who would stay fearless in a predatory world must learn to enjoy God's surprises. My own life has been a journey through which God has surprised me with unexpected transcendent moments. One of my first encounters with him occurred when I saw the starry heavens in a dark, rural sky. To a city boy like me, the stars seemed so splendid and bright that they looked like a fireworks display. I whispered in the night, "What a wonderful world." Later, the opportunity to live in the mountains of Peru brought similar emotions of unexpected discovery. Even later, I had a wonderful encounter with the Holy Spirit, who transformed my life and led me into an experiential relationship with Jesus Christ that I could not have anticipated. I have learned to enjoy God's surprises. In the words of the Frankie Lane Standard, "Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe." God has a thousand ways to surprise us by joy. He wants to do in our lives immeasurably, abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. He also promises not to withhold any good thing from us if we do what is right. How then can we learn to enjoy God's surprises? Fearless principle. Expect the unexpected. We should expect the unexpected because life has so many twists and turns, and tomorrow isn't promised to us. Given that life can be so unpredictable, James advises us to remember the Lord in all things. He says, "Now listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.' Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.'" We should expect the unexpected because God can do the impossible. Jesus declares, "If you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Think of the miracles recorded in Scripture that occurred because people believed God could do the impossible. Patriarchs, prophets, and saints opened up highways through turbulent seas, quenched the heat of fiery furnaces, shut the mouths of lions, and performed countless other amazing deeds by trusting in God's supernatural, miraculous power. We should expect the unexpected because God desires to keep us from want. Most of us expect God to supply our needs, but what about our wants? He wants to give us a future and a hope to lead us to a desired destination, doing for us more than we can imagine. No wonder the psalmist observes, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." Our loving Heavenly Father wants to surprise us with good things. He promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. We should expect the unexpected because God promises to provide us with a way of escape from temptation. What a surprise that can be. Whenever we're tempted, we must slow things down and look for God's escape hatch, keeping in mind that only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. How exciting to know that God desires to keep us from falling and provides us with unexpected solutions to our challenges.